At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Well, today's podcast is close to Leslie and my heart. It's great dining deals, and it was from our recent vacation in Naples, Florida, of which I was really excited about having to say we had to do Dollar Saving Divas podcast information by going out and eating and drinking our way through Naples.
Yes, exactly. It was a tough assignment, but really hard. But somebody has to do it.
Well, yeah, it didn't take us too long to do it, but we got it done within a week. Well, the first place we want to talk about is Cafe Milano. I love this place. I've been there several times. I was actually there in the spring on my birthday. 7 days a week, they have from 3 to 5 p.m., one half off the entire menu and happy hour drinks. I mean, they had $36 entrees that you got for $18. It was awesome. They have,
you know, Leslie, I love my meatballs. You know, it's kind of like my chili.
Yeah.
So they had the best meatballs, and I got them for $4.50.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. And they had calamari and shrimp for $8. I mean, and these portions were huge. So, and one of my favorite people there, he's one of the managers. You'll love this. I never get his name right, but it's called Massimiliano Toni. Now,
wow.
That's really Italian.
That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. It's definitely a mouthful. Well, it's a great place, and house wine is like $5. Well drinks are $5. Beer, $4. It's just an awesome place, and it's right on Fifth Avenue in Old Naples.
Okay. And then Beachy, I think, is also on Fifth Avenue.
Yes. Right? Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And they've got their happy hour starts at 3:30. I love
that the happy hour start at 3 and 3:30. So their happy hour is 3:30 to 5:30 every day, except holidays. 50% off their menu. $5 house wine, well liquor, martini, margarita, sangria, Bellini, which you said you have partaken the sangria.
And the place is really nice, too, because it sits on a corner, and it's got, like, the windows that all open up, so it's really, like, very open air. It's a great, great little place, and sometimes they have entertainment in the bar area, but that's also a place where we like to go and sit and watch the St. Patrick's Day Parade and the 4th of July Parade if we're down there, or the Holiday Parade, too. It's a great little place. You can just sit on the corner and have a cocktail.
Well, everything on Fifth Avenue, though, is so nice, and you can just sit outside.
And you can just walk.
You can go from happy hour to happy hour.
Exactly,
right,
and then just take an Uber back home.
Exactly. Which we did.
Yes, we did.
And then, Trulux, too. That was another one. That's still there on Fifth Avenue.
Yes, it is. It's right by the pavilion there, which is where they have all the theater and the shows. It's a great place. I think it would remind you of probably kind of like a Hyde Park or a Smith & Wolensky kind of place. It's kind of got that kind of feel.
Yep, and they've got a 4:30 to 6:30 happy hour every day in their lounge. I like that they have a Moscow Mule. I'm kind of partial to the Moscow Mule.
And
they have a lot of vodka drinks there that are half off.
I think you have to. Their lounge is pretty large, so it actually has some tables in it. Because I think most of these happy hours are just good. Well, like Cafe Milano, everything's good through the whole restaurant. But I think Trulux is just in the lounge area.
The lounge, yeah.
Oh, and they have something you'd like. They have, this is off their regular menu, but it's worth every penny.
Yeah.
Lobster mac and cheese.
I do love lobster mac and cheese. They also have smoked fish tacos. I'm kind of partial to the fish tacos
as well. The shrimp cocktail, my gosh. It's the size of my fist. They're delicious. They're like prawn. They're prawn size. So, and they have entertainment there. They have a pianist that plays. I don't know if he's every night, but I know he's at least there, you know, like Thursday through Sunday. But it's a great place. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But then if you want to go someplace a little bit more down, well, not downscale, but yeah, I guess a little more casual is what I say.
Casual. Venetian, relaxed.
Relaxed. Venetian Bay is another great area in Naples, and that's close to where we like to go. And it's a place called the English Pub, and it's right in the Venetian Bay Village
right
there.
That's a beautiful area.
It's great. Now, the place, and I know you didn't get to go there, but I love this place because they only serve beer and wine. They don't have a hard liquor license. They don't do a happy hour. But they give you free ginormous pickles, kosher dill pickles. So they sit on the counter and you
I like a good pickle with my wine.
I do too. I actually partook of pickles. Try
say
that one a couple more times. But yeah, so go there for their free pickles. Now I will tell you
the pickle partaker.
Yes. Ooh, I still get it. They have great chili. Come on, you know I like my meatballs, but I also like my chili.
Yep.
Their portions are really, really really large. They also have entertainment. This guy's name is Andy Wahlberg. He is so funny. He's a giant. I mean, he's like seven.
I'm sensing a theme. Everything's really large.
Very large. Portions are large. The pickles are large.
Supersized entertainment.
Yes. Andy is like 7 feet tall. And he made this funky guitar that's like 7 feet tall. It's like a combination between a guitar and a banjo and something else.
It's a bar for giants.
It is a bar for giants. You and I could go and just sit in one little chair together and just watch all the giant people. So it's a great place. They have good crab cakes, but one of my favorite things is they have a crispy fish sandwich. And the fish is called Sway, Swai. I think that's how. It's a very mild fish, so it's kind of like a cod kind of thing. But that's like the real popular thing now for fish sandwiches. So I would definitely go to the Village Pub in Venetian Bay. It's really good there. Well, another place in Venetian Bay is Fish. And it is an awesome restaurant. Again, they have half price well and cold drinks, wine by the glass, domestic beers, and a $5 menu. It's awesome. It's the happy hour menu now. I know you're not a big meat eater, but they have these short rib and brisket, caramelized onion, cheddar, truffle mayo, mini burgers.
Oh my goodness.
They're like,
they do sound delicious. I'm not a meat eater, but
they're really good. But they have firecracker shrimp, they have cod sliders, they've got little neck clams. And again, this is, I think, this there goes from like 3 to 6, I think, is their happy hour, 7 days a week. But it's awesome. They also have oysters on the half shell. They've also got crunchy tuna or salmon rolls, which I think you would like. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking here at my other notes. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the bar. So it's in the lounge and the rail bar, which is like a separate counter thing. I think I've already had a cocktail.
Another happy hour cocktail.
So again, that is in Venetian Bay too, and it's pretty upscale. I've actually been there. You haven't been there, but you have been to the sister restaurant that they have, Miramar, where we went.
That was so nice. What a beautiful location. And we sat outside. You could look out over Venetian Bay. That was lovely.
It's really, and they have a happy hour 7 days a week, too, from 3 to 6 p.m. And again, that's in the bar area. And, of course, I always get to know the bartenders. So Mike and Aaron, my favorite bartenders. It's going to be kind of like when we went to...
On a first name basis.
It's kind of like the Dublin Village Tavern where she has my wine ready for me when I get there. These guys pretty much have my wine and my ice
No problem here.
No problem here at all. And they have a $5 small plate menu as well. And pizzas, and they also have good meatballs here. They really
We should do chili. Like a meatball crawl.
Meatball crawl.
Like a pub crawl.
Only a meatball crawl. I like that. Well, I know we're going to do a crab cake one because we like crab cakes.
Yeah.
And we're going to, okay, so we'll do a meatball crawl. Can we do a chili one too?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm all for that.
All right.
I'm all about that. Well, I think the first night we went to
the dock, which is on the water. We sat out. It's all kind of open. You sit outside. Really nice. They have their appetizer is 5 to 7 p.m. every day at the bar. And their deal is they give you 5 appetizers and 5 drinks that you can choose from. And it's the 5 apps or 5 drinks for $5. At 5. The 5, 5, 5, 5.
5 at 5 at 5. Does that mean I have to have 5 cocktails?
I believe that's the rule, yes.
Well, five cocktails.
Five cocktails.
At five, we must have five cocktails and five appetizers for $5.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Well, I'll tell you what I do like there, though, and I don't think it's on their happy hour menu, but is their, they call it Caribbean black bean soup. It's really, really good.
And
has
one.
I had it, and it has the little shrimp in it as well as the sausage. Oh, it's really good.
Everything we had there was really good. I know I had a salad, seafood salad kind of thing, and
oh yes, you did. That was
it. Was really good.
And what I like about it is it's located on the bay, not Venetian Bay, but it's located on the intercoastal, I guess it's called. And it's the dock is actually at the city dock.
Yeah, so you can see the boats coming and going, yes, with their lights.
And you can actually bring your boat up and dock it there and go in and eat. But it's kind of open air, very casual, but really, really good food and a lot of. You get a lot of food too there.
Oh yeah. Oh, so. We were not hungry at any point during our vacation.
No, not at all. We're thirsty, from what I recall. That's what I recall. But then, okay, we got to talk about this great place that I told you it's kind of like an experience. It's called Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
Mel's Diner is on North Tamiami, which is 41, Route 41. I think it's a little bit south of Pine Ridge Road. So for all of you snowbirds that are headed down to Naples for the winter or just for a vacation, you've got to check out all these places because they're all very different and very reasonable. But Mel's Diner, okay, so let's do the whole experience. We walk in. Where do we sit?
Well, you have to sit at the counter.
Right. And we had Becky.
Yeah.
Becky was our waitress, and she was just very sweet. Very sweet.
Everybody was very sweet. It looks like an old diner. The decor just reminds you of an old diner. There are a lot of gentlemen of advanced age, shall we say, hanging out.
Including our best friend, Al. Al is our
hanging
best
out
friend.
At the diner.
Al just kind of introduced himself to us. He goes to Mel's Diner every Friday. He's been going there for, 23 years every Friday. And what does he get? Leslie, every time.
It was the Citrus Sanibel Romaine Salad with Salmon. Another tongue twister.
Notice I made her say that one because I can say things like twin lobster tails with a salad and baked potato for $15.99.
He was very particular about it because he customizes it. It doesn't come with the romaine, remember. He customizes with the romaine. So he's very particular about how he gets it. But he raved about it. I kept thinking he would give me a bite of it, but he never offered.
Yeah, you were sitting next to him.
I know, right? I was like practically leaning against him.
Well,
nothing.
Didn't work. So, but we tried.
But he didn't try to fix me up with his son.
Yeah, his son that does some funky thing. What does he do?
He's a comedian. He's a comedian.
That's it. Rob Magnotti.
That's what I need. Another comedian in my life.
Yeah. I will say Rob does have a big nose. But then again, we loved Al. Al was just telling us all about everything there. Well, we went to Mel's Diner. We got a glass of wine. Okay. We each got a glass of wine because it was so inexpensive. It was $2.65 for a glass of wine. Now, mind you, it was not wasn't a boxed wine. It was in a bottle.
Yeah,
but I believe it was a double bottle. But it doesn't matter. It was a nice little glass of wine. Of course, I put my ice in it. And then we shared a chili. And it was good chili.
The chili was really good.
Chili was really good.
You can't go wrong there.
And it was $4.19. And I think it came with the crackers. And then,
the highlight was the biscuit.
The highlight was because they go
out of the oven
and we
scratch
saw them
made
dump
biscuits.
Them into this bin, and we asked her because we have the dollar saving divas. Could we just sample one of those? And Becky was just very cooperative and let us have one of those. Well, the one thing we didn't do while we were there is we didn't get dessert, but they make all of their desserts. So their signature pies are like key lime pie and apple pie and their famous mile high pie, which. Four people can eat. Literally four people can eat. And then they have things like carrot cake and brownies and, but my other favorite thing, hand-dipped milkshakes.
Oh,
floats.
When you go to a diner, you really need to do a milkshake.
Well, or dessert. Got to do one of the desserts. But I think it's kind of cool there because, you and I try to watch what we're eating and drinking. Okay, at least what we're eating. Mini desserts. So they had little tiny like creme brulee, and they have what they call the world's smallest chocolate sundae that you can put hot fudge on or caramel or strawberry instead of the chocolate topping.
Yeah.
So I think the next time we go, we need to go to Mel's Diner and maybe take some of our favorite friends or single little old ladies. The single little old ladies and sit there and enjoy Mel's. So for those of you who are heading south to Naples, Florida, for the winter, or as I said, just for a vacation, partake of some of these great places and great deals. So, Leslie, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go back to Naples.
I know. That was a great time.
Okay, let's book our flights.
Okay.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
To advertise the McCafe range from McDonald's, we could use a deep voiceover.
Like this. They describe our coffee using words like robust and intense, but said very slowly and with an echo. Robust, robust, robust. Intense, intense, intense. We could do all that.
But we don't. What we do is use freshly ground Arabica beans and organic milk. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.